You want to protect your children? Then we have to have standards, right? We have to have a line that you cannot cross. And we keep moving back that line every election cycle to appease the people over here when you're never going to appease them. It's not going to happen. Crazy people that target your children will never compromise with you on traditional values. It's not going to happen. So why do we keep compromising? What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard. We are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be learning that another teacher in preschool goes by mixed and not Mr. or Mrs. Check it out.
Okay, guys, I can't. This is too funny.
Uh-oh.
So I'm at work, and those of you who don't know me, I use they, them pronouns, and I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh.
So instead of using Mr. or Miss, we use mixed.
Yeah, okay. I
saw
that coming.
The kids have been really awesome doing that. I work with 3- and 4-year-olds. One of my kiddos came up to me, and he goes, "Are you mixed up? Are you mixed up?" I was like, "No, sweetie, I'm not mixed up. I just use mix instead of Mr. or Mrs." And he's like, "Okay, I was worried."
You were worried? You were worried? Oh my goodness. It's like funny how they expect these little kids to just know or just pick this stuff up or understand. It's just so weird. And why is it always like preschool teachers, first grade, second grade teachers who like are obsessed with just making sure that little kids affirm their identity? It's just so weird. Like, oh my goodness. And I already knew as soon as she said that she was a they, them or something like that, and she went from Mr. to Mrs. or whatever. Y'all saw it too. As soon as she said mixed, I said at the same time, I was like, I saw that coming. I saw that coming so hard. And we covered a video on this a long time ago. This is probably back in May, maybe April, maybe June. But there was this other teacher who went by mixed as well, mixed something. And y'all can go back and watch that video. But that one was just more ridiculous than this one, because, I mean, that woman literally expected like children to understand fully what she was saying. And she just played off as a joke, as this lady did. But it's sick, because they literally like are so into all this that they pull up, they get out their phone, they record themselves telling the story as if it's so normal and so funny, and then they put it out for the world to see, and they think that it's just like, yep, that's totally normal, that's a funny story, ha ha ha, when no, you're expecting a 6, 5, 4-year-old to understand your sexuality. That's weird. And why is that even, it shouldn't even be a thing. Like, it shouldn't even be like the question itself coming up causes me to want you to be fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the kid asking you the question, you should be fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's no reason why that should come up. It never came up when I was in that age, when I was that age. It never comes up when there's just normal people working in the school, like teaching the class. I just don't understand why this is such a common thing now, where like, they, thems, and non-binaries and its and stuff are walking around, and they're just expecting everybody to understand, or especially little children to understand and fully grasp and affirm their gender identity, right? It's weird, because you ask these little kids who don't really know anything, they're innocent little kids, to affirm your gender identity when you didn't even affirm it the first time. You, a grown woman, couldn't even affirm your own gender. Right? I like to say that these surgeries are not gender affirming surgeries, they're gender denying, right? That's starting to be my little shtick, okay? I love that term. They're gender denying, and that's what this lady's doing. She's gender denying. And it's just really funny. I also just don't understand how these schools allow this stuff. I mean, when you interviewed the lady, did she not tell you that she was mixed and she doesn't want you to call her or she or him or he, but whatever she says, they, them. Like, as soon as that comes up in the interview at a preschool, hey, I'm sorry, but we're not interested. We actually want to hire a teacher who understands male and female, and it can teach boys and girls, not boys, girls, and they, thems, and X's, and X, Y, X, X, X. What, you know what I'm saying? No. So that's like the first thing, first of all. No matter what her qualifications are, she's disqualified herself because she's participating in this madness, right? This postmodernism world that affirms all this stuff is just weird to me. I don't understand that. But speaking of like little children and their innocence, what happened to that? You know, like what happened to caring about the innocence of little children? I mean, you're seeing like the movies, every movie has a sex scene, right? Every classroom has some kind of LGBT kind of, what do you call LGBT indoctrination? Like it has it somewhere, right? If it's not in the classroom, it's the teacher. If it's not the teacher, it's the school board. If it's not the school board, it's the government. If it's not the government, then it's the parent. You know, it's like, it's always something. And I just don't understand how we got to this point. And it's very, very sad. As far as like freedoms go, you know, in this country, the founding fathers, when they gave us freedom, and well, they didn't give us freedom, but when they affirm our right to freedom, it wasn't freedom just to be the most worst sinful nation we can be. They didn't want us to be Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, right? That's not the intent of the Constitution or freedom itself. It was freedom from tyranny and freedom from like debauchery and how do you say degeneracy, honestly. That was the original intent of it, you know, because this country originally was supposed to be founded upon biblical values, right? And freedom is one of those things, free will choice. However, this is not something that we as Americans, that's not our value, is debauchery and degeneracy. That's not our value. Our value is freedom, of course, but also respect and respecting for life and affirming biblical values, being conservative, being traditional. That is the American way, and we've somehow gone away from that, including our classrooms. Even worse, it's in our entertainment, it's in our media, and it's in our social media, which is why we're going to keep promoting ExpressVPN. Now, you guys may not know what ExpressVPN. Well, have you guys ever wondered how Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google keep taking down all your stuff, but yet they're stealing your data? Well, they're doing this on these social media platforms. So again, we're going to highly recommend ExpressVPN. Now, these guys basically track your searches. They track your video history. They track everything you click on. They build a huge profile on you. And then they take down your account. And then they sell off all of your data, right? That's what they do. When you use ExpressVPN app on your phone or your computer or tablet in your home, well, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. And this makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell that data to advertisers. Now, what's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. Now, what I like most about it is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all of your devices, which is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by TechRadar. So, guys, let's stop allowing these big tech companies to censor us and steal our data. Let's take away their right to our data by going to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you click that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that is expressvpn.com/RSBN. 3 months free of an annual subscription with that link. So, and it, yeah, so like I was saying, it seeped into everything. Social media, entertainment, Hollywood, music, education system, everything you can think of. And somehow we're just allowing it to happen. The ultimate solution to this, though, and this is what we always preach on the show, is the gospel. Right, that's the only way that we're going to be able to heal our land. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, "If you will turn from your wicked way, I will bless and heal your land." That's a promise from God. Yet we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into degeneracy, into depravity. Right, this is something that we have chosen. Even the conservative movement, we've kind of gone away from conservatism. We're no longer conserving our values as far as LGBT goes. We're no longer conserving our values as far as abortion goes. The natural result of that is that it's going to be more degenerate and they're going to start getting even more perverse and your children are going to get attacked. You want to protect your children? Then we have to have standards, right? We have to have a line that you cannot cross. And we keep moving back that line every election cycle to appease the people over here when you're never going to appease them. It's not going to happen. Crazy people that target your children will never compromise with you on traditional values. It's not going to happen. So why do we keep compromising? We don't need to, right? We don't need to. It hasn't worked in the past. What's always worked in the past, what history tells is that if you stand on something, it will come to fruition if it's the truth and if it's the right thing to do. And that's what we need to do as conservatives. But anyway, I'm going to stop ranting at you guys. Thank you guys for watching this video. Have a good rest of your week, and God bless. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. God bless.